请我们翻到彼得前书第二章。
Let us turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
1 Peter chapter 2.
第九节。
Verse 9.
我读给弟兄们听。
I'll read for brothers and sisters.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入光明奇妙光明者的美德。
But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
我们这个周末有三次的时间一同来看我们怎样是被拣选的族类。
This weekend, we've had three times for a message to show us how we've been a chosen race.
大家都知道以色列是神的选，以色列人是神的选民。
Everybody knows that the people of Israel were God's chosen people.
他们好像应该是被拣选的族类。
It's as if they were the chosen race.
但是彼得虽然他身为犹太人
，But even though Peter was a Jew,
他提醒我们说，唯有你们是被拣选的族类。
He reminded us that, but you are a chosen race.
所以如果我们要明白拣选的族类是怎么一回事
？If we want to understand what it means to be a chosen race，
我们可以从以色列人身上学个比方。
We can learn from the example of the people of Israel。
以色列所有的历史和故事不过是个比方。
The whole history of the people of Israel is but an example。
一个 illustration。
Or an illustration。
就是让我们能够明白到底我们怎样成为被拣选的族类。
So that we can understand how we are a chosen race。
我们已经说过了。
We've already mentioned。
你怎么知道是被拣选的族类呢
？How do you know you are a chosen race？
那看看我们是不是神家里的人
？We have to see if we are the household of God。
那以色列人怎么能说是神家里的人呢
？How can the people of Israel say they are the household of God？
他们住在自己的家里，他不能这么说。
If they live in their own home, they can't say that。
但是每年三次到以色列到耶路撒冷去过节的时候
，But every year three times they go to Jerusalem to celebrate a feast。
他们就来到神的殿中。
They come to the temple of God。
那有个院子叫做女院。
And there's a court called the women's court。
全以色列家就聚在那里。
The whole household of God gathers there.
那这个时候，他们能够说，我们都住在耶和华的殿中。
Then they say, this is when we can abide in the temple of God.
现在不远的地方就是神的荣耀，不远的地方就是神的同在。
Now, not in a far place is God's glory and His presence.
没有人比他们更靠近神，好像。
Nobody else is closer to God than they are.
那么我这，所以我们看见说，你看这些人是被拣选的。
So these people have been chosen.
其他的外邦人
，all the other Gentiles，
他们也有机会。到圣殿山去
They also have the opportunity to go to the Temple Mount.
但是他们不能够越过一定的界限
But they cannot cross a dividing line.
他们最多就这么远，最近就这么近
The closest they can get is to that dividing
wall. 但是他们看见有人比他们更近
But they've seen others who are closer than they are.
所以你说这些人一定是蒙拣选的族人
So you say these are indeed the chosen race.
所以让我们记得，每年以色列人去过节，到了圣殿，那这就是表明说他们。
Every time they go to the feast each year at the temple, it shows that they are the household of God.
但是彼得告诉我们说，我们才是。
But Peter tells that we are.
而且不止如此。
Not only that.
我们虽然以色列人他们聚在女院聚在一起的时候
，Even though the people of Israel gather in the women's court，
不是所有的人能到。圣所能到至圣所，能来到神的面前。
It's not everyone that can go to the holy place or the holy of holies before the presence of God.
只有祭司们才可以进去。
Only the priests can do that.
所以在这些人中间，神又有了一个拣选。
So among all these people, there are some that are chosen among these.
那就是十二个支派里面，神就拣选了一个支派。
Among the 12 tribes, one tribe was chosen.
这个还不够。
And that's not enough.
在这个支派里面，神再有一个拣选。
In this tribe, there's a further choosing.
那就是。一个家亚伦的一家
，and that is the household of Aaron.
好了，这些人他们的的确确有权利能进到祭司的院里面。
And these people have the right to go into the priest's court.
他们能在那里把牛和羊牵来为百姓赎罪。
They can bring all the animals here for the sacrifices for the atonement.
那么甚至有的他们可以进到圣所去。
And some can even go into the holy place.
那么你看见这些人已经很靠近神。
And these are probably very close to God.
但是神的同在乃是在圣殿跟乃是在圣所跟至圣所那个布幔那个中间不是搁了个幔子的后面。
But the presence of God is actually behind the veil that separates the holy place from the holy of holies.
神的荣耀在哪里？
God's glory is there.
那不是所有的祭司有这个权利可以进去的。
But not all the priests have the right to go into the Holy of Holies.
这些祭司里面又有个大的祭司。
Among the priests, there is a high priest.
大家清楚了。
Very clear, brother.
全世界中间有一个拣选，这叫做拣选的族类。
In this whole world, there is a chosen race.
然后有一个拣选的支派。
And then there is a chosen tribe.
然后有一个拣选的家。
Then there's a chosen household.
在这个家里面就一个人。
But in this household, there's one person.
在一个时代，在一个时候，全世界就这么一个人，没有第二个人。
At one point in time, there's only that person, no second person.
他能够带每年带的血能进到至圣所去。
With the blood, he can come in to the Holy of Holies.
所以这是一幅很清楚、很清楚的图画。
It's a very clear picture.
但是圣经告诉我们说
But the Bible tells us.
我们乃是君尊的祭司。
We are the royal priesthood.
那么这个拣选，拣选中的拣选的中间拣选。
Among the choice and the choice and the next choice,
你就知道谁是最靠近神。
You know who is the one who has drawn nigh to God.
你知道这个地上谁是最有尊荣的。
You know on this earth who is the most royal.
所以感谢主，这是一幅很重要的图画。
This is a very important picture.
但是我们如果明白旧约的故事的话
，But if we understand the story in the Old Testament,
本来神是要以色列全国每一个人都做祭司。
Before, God wanted all of Israel to become priests.
但是很可惜，以色列人失败了。
But the people of Israel failed.
他们拜了金牛犊了。
They worshipped the golden calf.
现在罪人怎么能来到神的面前
？So how can sinners come before God?
所以你看得很清楚。
So very clear.
结果神就有了拣选，又有拣选中的拣选，还有拣选中的拣选中的拣选。
So there was a choice within the choice, and a choice within the choice.
所以这就是刚才我们所说的故事。
So this is the story we've said.
但是如果以色列那一次不失败的话
，But if Israel had not failed at that time,
那个情形什么情形
？What would be the situation?
那个就是千禧年将来的情形。
Then it would be the situation of the coming millennium.
你读到以赛亚十一二十六十一章的时候。
When you read Isaiah 61,
我们知道什么叫弥赛亚国呢
？What is the Messianic kingdom?
我们的主就是弥赛亚，有一天他要来到这个地上。
Our Lord was the Messiah who came down to earth.
他要在耶路撒冷登基。
He is going to land his feet on Jerusalem.
那他要 throne.
And his throne will be in Jerusalem.
所以我们知道说他那个时候要建立弥赛亚国。
And he will establish the Messianic kingdom.
那么那个时候所有的以色列人通通要做祭司。
So all the people of Israel will be Priests.
所以你就知道神当初的目的，中心远远的旨意，就是要整个国度都是每一个都是侍奉他的，每一个都是最亲近他的。
So God's eternal purpose has always been within the kingdom that all should draw nigh to Him and serve Him.
但是因着他们失败的缘故
，But because they failed,
所以好像神就拐了个弯，就有了所谓亚伦的等次。
So because they failed, it's as if God took a turn.And now you have the order of Aaron.
然后因着有这个亚伦的等次，你就有了亚伦的 system 这个体系。
So now that
祭司的体亚伦的体系。
Now that you have the order of Aaron, you also have the system of Aaron.
所以在这个系统存在的时候
，So in this system as it exists,
你看一切都是代表性的，没有不是全体的。
Everything is representative. Nothing is corporate.
所以这就是旧约，这是旧约给我们看到。
This is what the Old Testament shows us.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
彼得告诉我们说
，Peter tells us,
我们不光是被拣选的族类。
Not only were we a chosen race.
你看这句话，我们应该很高兴了，是不是
？We should be very happy with that phrase.
但是不，下面说你们也是君尊的。
But not only that, we are royal priesthood.
你看，这个不是拣选中的拣，这就一个拣选。
This is just but one choice.
你只要是拣选的族类，你就是君尊的祭司。
As long as you are chosen race, you are a royal priesthood.
然后你读到启示录的时候
，And when you read Revelation,
我们的主的血买了多少的人，多少人就是祭司。
However many people the blood of our Lord bought, that is how many people are priests.
所以所有蒙恩得救人，每一个人都是祭司。
Everyone who has been saved, you are a priest.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
原来我们乃神的心意，乃是要我们成为祭司的国度。
God's heart's desire was that we would be a kingdom of priests.
神在以色列人身上得不到的，在教会身上得到。
What he could not gain on the people of Israel, he gains in the church.
以色列人失败了，所以神的荣耀离开了。
The people of Israel failed, therefore the glory of God left.
他们还希望有一天回到他们中间。
They hoped one day for it to come back.
是有一天要回去。
And yes, it will come back.
但是回去以前
，But before it does,
他们会吃一惊，他们很惊讶，会他们好像跌破眼镜一样。
They will be astonished.
结果他们发现说，原来神的荣耀已经回来了。
the fact that God's glory has already returned.
2000年前,
2000 years
我们的主来到地上,
ago, when our Lord came down to earth,
主就是那个来的,就是那位弥赛亚,
our Lord was that Messiah.
那么今天我们要知道, 在以色列人身上, 神失败得不到的, 现在在教会身上要得到。
What God did not gain on the people of Israel's life, He now gains in the church.
所以感谢主,
Thank the Lord.
你看见今天我们所在的地位就是旧约以色列人的地位。
The position we stand on today is the position of the people of Israel in the Old Testament.
我们不光是取代了他们,
not only did we take their place,
而且我们胜过了他们,
but we have overcome them.
我们没有机会再去复习他们,
we don't have time to review.
但是我们知道说, 你看见神给我们的尊荣和恩典何等的大。
But the Lord has given us so much grace. That's so great.
好了，现在你读旧约圣经的时候，
so when you read the Old Testament,
你看见旧约讲到那些祭司们怎样服侍等等等等，
it speaks of how the priests served in the temple.
那么这些就变成图画了，
these all become pictures.
圣灵就用这些图画来给我们看见我们今天怎样做祭司，
and the Holy Spirit uses these pictures to show how we can be priests today.
在旧约就少数的人做，
in the Old Testament a few people did.
在新约是全体做，
in the New Testament the whole body did.
但是到底怎么过那个日子，
but how do you live the life?
祭司怎样过他的生活，
how does a priest live his life?
那弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
现在我们要从旧约里面找到一幅的图画。
So now we want to find a picture in the Old Testament.
我们知道祭司， 在旧约有很多的祭司，
we know that in the Old Testament there are many priests.
我们的观念里面普通都是利未人应该比祭司要多一点。
Our concept is the Levites probably outnumber priests.
因为我们觉得侍奉好像有两种， 一个是祭司的侍奉， 一个是利未人的侍奉。
Because we believe that we have the concept that service is the service of the Levites or the service of
priests. 我们总觉得祭司的侍奉比较属灵一点， 因为比较亲近神。
We feel that the priest's service is probably more spiritual, they are closer to God.
我们觉得利未人好像是打杂的， 你知道所有很细节的工作都是，
and we believe that the Levites actually pick up and do everything that's very, very,
minute,
they do a lot of minute stuff.
所以这是我们普通的印象。
That is our impression.
那么当然那个细琐琐碎事是比较多嘛。
But because they have all the different things that they have to do,
所以我们总认为说这个利未人应该是比祭司要多得多才对。
So we believe, we think that there are more Levites than priests.
但是很有意思的，
That's very interesting.
你如果真的明白旧约圣殿的那些服事的话，
if you understand the service in the Old Testament,
那现在我们知道以色列人他们希望
the people of Israel wanted the third temple to be rebuilt.
所以他们就需要找祭司,
so they need to find priests and Levites.
所以他们做过估计,
so they've done a survey.
如果有一天他们要把圣殿重建起来的,
if they have to rebuild the temple once again,
那当然你需要很多祭司才可以。
You need to have many priests.
现在他们已经预备好了,
so they're ready.
他们已经做好调查了,
they've already done a survey.
谁大概是祭司?
They do a service to who are priests.
所以他们就有个名单在那里。
So they have a name list.
他们已经输入到电脑里面。
And they've entered into the computer.
所以那个负责输入电脑的人很兴奋。
And the one responsible for this database is very excited.
他如果弥赛亚来的话，
he says if the Messiah arrives,
我要第一个到弥赛亚面前告诉他说，
I will come before the Messiah first, Satan.
你不是需要祭司吗？
Don't you need priests?
你看所有的database 关于祭司都弄在这里。
The whole database of priests is right here.
那他高兴得很。
He's very happy.
那么在这个名单 名单里面到底需要多少人呢？
So in this list of names, how many people do you have, need to have?
28,000个祭司。
You have to have 28,000 priests.
4,000个利未人就可以了。
You only need 4,000 Levites.
所以弟兄姊妹, 这是一个说明。
This is but an example.
当然不是说过去一定这样, 但这个是一个反应, 你能够知道说在圣殿里面, 我们以为说祭司, 这个利未人是做得多, 但是不要忘记, 祭司也是做很多很多的事。
We thought that in the temple the Levites did a lot of work, but don't forget the priests also did.
不过当然他们是轮班的。
Of course they do it in shifts.
他们有24个班子。
They have 24 shifts.
然后他们要轮流的。
And they have to take turns.
那么轮到轮流的时候， 那你这一班大概就是负责一个礼拜的。
So and each shift probably takes 1 week.
然后他们又分成六班。
And they split it up into six shifts.
然后每一个人负责一天的。
So each shift there is responsible for one day.
有的是礼拜一，有的礼拜二，有的礼拜三，有的礼拜四。
They take care of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
从礼拜天当开始，然后到了礼拜六的时候，全部聚在一起。
And when it arrives on Saturday, everybody gathers together.
你看见吗？没有再分了，那就通通在一起。
There's no more separation. They all gather.
所有每一个班次里面，所有的这个祭司们就通通在一起工作。
So each group gathers together and works together.
那弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这些不过是影。只不过是 shadow，
These are but shadows.
这些不过是 illustration.
These are but illustration.
但是现在我们要从这里面学功课。
But we have to learn a lesson.
到底祭司做了些什么事情？
What did the actually did the priest do?
那这样就告诉我们，既然我们每个人都是祭司，
Since we are all priests，
就是原则来说，
And according to
principle， 就是我们的生命来说，我们这个祭司乃是最亲近神。
As to life, the priest is the closest to God.
那么我们所以能够侍奉，乃是生命的流露。
The reason we can serve is the outflow of our life.
所以一面我们亲近神，然后现在我们就能来侍奉神。
On one hand, we are close to God. On the other hand, we can serve Him.
那正在我们侍奉神的时候，我们有着亲近神。
So when we serve Him, we also draw nigh to Him.
这是祭司最特别的地方。
This is the most special feature of a priest.
那另一面的祭司是代表神来到人面前。
And priest represents man before God.
他也代表人来到神面前。
And he represents man before God.
你如果代表神来到人面前，你一定要明白神的旨意。
If you represent God before man, you need to understand His will.
如果你代表人来到神面前，你一定要知道人的需要。
If you represent man to God, you need to know man's needs.
你不要说你读几本书就可以带领弟兄姊妹。
Don't think that just because you read some books, you can lead brothers and sisters.
摩西带领以色列人经过大而可畏的旷野40年，他自己必须经过40年。
Moses going through the great and dangerous wilderness actually had to, for 40 years, had to go through 40 years of wilderness himself.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见你很清楚，很清楚的。
It's very clear.
这里给我们看见说。
It shows us here.
祭司，你看一面是生命的，一面是侍奉的。
Priest on one hand is life, on the other hand is service.
侍奉是生命的流露。
The service is an outflow of the life.
但是弟兄姊妹，等到你真的侍奉的时候，你才知道说侍奉乃是神的训练，乃神的训练叫我们的生命更长大。
But when you really serve, then you really know that it's actually God training you for your life to mature.
叫我们与神的关系更亲密。
So our relationship with God is even closer.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
神是圣洁。
God is holy.
没有一个罪人能站在神的面前。
No sinner can stand before God.
与神亲密就告诉我们说，因为他是圣洁的，我们也是圣洁。
Having a close relationship with God means that He is holy and we are holy.
所以我们就能住在耶和华的殿。
Then we can dwell in His temple.
所以我们看见这是一面。
On one hand,
另一面我们刚才说过了，代表人来到神面前，代表神来到人面前。
On the other hand, we spoke of representing God before man and representing man before God.
一面我们要明白神的旨意。
On one hand, we need to know God's will.
你才好告诉这些百姓。
Then you can tell the people.
但是他们有需要。
But they also have needs.
他们有软弱。
They have weaknesses.
弟兄姊妹，因为我们这个祭司们也经过这些软弱。
And because the priests also went through these weaknesses.
所以他们你体恤他们的软弱。
So they understand the weaknesses.
就把他们的需要就带到了神的面前。
So they bring their needs to God.
所以总的来讲。
So if you want to summarize.
做一个祭司。
If to be a priest.
做什么事呢？
What do they do?
一面亲近神，一面侍奉神。
On one hand they draw nigh to God, but they also serve God.
一面代表神，一面代表人。
On one hand represent God, on the other represent man.
这就是说，就是总的图画来说。
So that's a summary of that picture.
那现在我们把它讲得比较清楚一点。
So if we want to clarify this picture a little.
那么祭司怎么过日，怎么在那里服侍呢？
How does the priest actually serve?
那祭司的生活是每天的生活。
The life of a priest is a daily life.
因为圣殿里面的工作是每天的，不能够止息的。
Because the life, the service in the temple is a daily thing.
圣经特别说祭坛的火是不能够止息的。
If you, the Bible says that the fire of the altar cannot go out.
所以如果祭坛的火一直在那里烧的话，那你就看见说祭司们不能够离开祭坛。
So if the fire of the altar has to keep burning, then the priest cannot leave it.
祭坛是预表十字架。
The altar is typifies the cross.
没有一个基督徒可以一分钟一秒钟离开十字架。
There is not a single Christian who can leave the cross for a single minute.
主在十字架上为我们完成了十字架的救赎。
The Lord completed the work of salvation on the cross.
今天主把十字架交通给我们，就成了十字架的交通。
He has given us the fellowship of the cross today.
我们应该背起十字架来跟从主。
We need to bear up our cross and follow Him.
我们应该交通与基督的苦难。
We need to fellowship in the sufferings of Christ.
我们与基督一同钉十字架。
We were crucified with Christ.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你明白吗
？Do you understand?
祭坛的火是不能止息的。
The fire and the altar cannot go out.
祭司们他们总得可以轮流不错，但是祭司们原则来说他们不能离开祭坛的。
The priests, yes, they can rotate, but they can never leave the altar.
什么时候我们离开十字架，什么时候我们就堕落了。
Whenever we leave the cross, we fall.
所以你看见很清楚的一幅图画。
This is a very clear picture.
但是我们更要清楚的。
But we need to clarify one more.
既然他们每天做了那么些事情。
Even though they work so much every day.
而且是从早到晚。
From day to night.
所以我们好不好从旧约里面。
So let us look in the Old Testament.
我们就试着找。摩西找这个祭司从早到晚他一天的工作是什么样的工作
Let us look at the Old Testament and see from day to night what is their day like
我们把祭司的日记拿出来
Let us take the diary of a priest
当然圣经旧约圣经没有这样的日记
Of course in the Bible there's no diary
可是你仔细去读而且你仔细研究以色列的历史你发现你大概知道每天祭司做了些哪些事
But if you carefully analyze the history, you'll see what the priests do every day.
那么你就会发现这些不过是影子。
You'll see that, but these are but shadows.
这就是告诉我们说，在具体上，我们这些祭司怎样的过那一天的日子，过每天的日子。
It points to us how we as priests, how we should work daily.
我们是每天做基督徒的。
We are daily Christians.
我们不是一个礼拜做一次基督徒。
We are not Christians once a week.
很多基督徒只有一个礼拜做一次。
Many Christians are only Christians once a week.
等到从聚会地方回去以后，下面时间都是他自己的。
After they come back, after they leave church, then the time is their own.
如果你做祭司的话
，But if you are a priest,
那是天天的。
It is a daily.
所以我们有个日记。
So we actually have a diary.
每天做什么，你几乎都知道的。
You know what you do every day.
虽然每天都知道
，And even though you know what you do every day,
都是这样做，但是你每天与主亲近，都有新的经历。
But when you get draw close to God, you have a new experience.
都有新的，都有新的启示。
You have a new revelation.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and
sisters, 这就是我。我们的日记。
This is our diary.
所以今天早晨我们要来看祭司日记。
So this morning we're going to see the diary of a priest.
到底祭司怎么样过他的一天
？How does a priest go through his day?
那现在我们要读一段的圣经，我们就知道了。
So let us read a passage in the Bible.
我们来读利未记第六章。
Let us look at Leviticus chapter 6. Leviticus 6, beginning with verse 8.
我读给弟兄们听。
I'll read for brothers and sisters.
耶和华晓谕摩西说：“你要吩咐亚伦和他的子孙说，燔祭的条例乃是这样。”
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Command Aaron and his sons, saying, This is the law for the burnt offering."
那么大家注意了哈。
Pay attention.
这里虽然讲燔祭。
Even though it speaks of the burnt offering,
事实上也是应用在别的赎罪祭啦、平安祭啦这些祭。
It also speaks about, it also applies to the sin offering, to the peace offering, etc.
因为利未记一共讲了五种的祭。
Because in Leviticus you have five different offerings.
但现在呢，你看见摩西神的特别用燔祭来做例子。
But God here is using the burnt offering as an example.
那这里告诉我们，燔祭呢要放在坛的柴上。
So here it says that the offering shall remain on the hearth on the altar.
那我要解释一下。
I have to explain.
我们知道说，等到以色列人进到祭司的院里面的时候。
When the people of Israel enter into the priest's court.
如果人要亲近神的话。
If someone wants to draw nigh to God.
第一，他一定要过一个关口，就是祭坛。
First, they have to cross the altar.
所以你看见那个时候祭司就把牛和羊牵来，然后在祭坛上面献祭。
So then the priest would bring all the animals over to the altar to offer them.
这个祭坛就是预表十字架。
And the altar typifies the cross.
如果我们要亲近神的话，那第一个关口就是十字架。
If we want to draw nigh to our Lord, we have to cross the cross.
我想这是非常非常清楚的。
It is very clear.
那么，这个祭坛上当然要把祭物献上。
And on the altar, you have to offer up the offering.
那我们的主在十字架，他把他自己献上了。
On the cross, our Lord offered Himself up.
所以你就知道利未记里面所讲这种的五种的祭，都是指着基督自己来说的。
So all the five offerings mentioned in Leviticus are actually talking about our Lord Jesus.
所以一面我们看见旧约的故事，但是一面我们要懂得它背后属灵的意思。
On one hand, we see the stories in the Old Testament, but we need to see the background, the spiritual meaning.
我们昨天晚上说过，这个祭坛大到一个地步，你要走50步才走得完呢。
Last evening, we said that the altar was so big, you need to take 50 steps before you cross it.
长和宽都是50步。
And actually, the length and its depth are 50 steps long.
所以你绕一圈的话就是200步，你看见吗
？So actually, if you were to encircle the altar, it takes 200
steps.
高
的话呢，大概是 Ezra 5个那么高的。
And actually, it's 5 times the height of Ezra.
所以如果你进到圣殿里面，你看见好大好大的这个祭坛。
So when you come into the temple, you'll see a huge altar.
然后呢，这个有一个斜坡上去的，否则你根本上不去。
And there's a slope that enables you to go up.
那么你就会发现说，在祭坛上面呢
，So on top of the altar
是摆了三堆的柴。
There are three piles of
柴，这柴。所以那个时候有三堆的柴。
So there are three piles of hearths.
你看见没？这个柴当然是一面是烧起来，然后呢要把那个燔祭放在上面的。
So those hearths get burned, and you will actually put the burnt offering on top.
那么这个三堆里面最大的一堆就是为着把燔祭或者其他的祭物放在上面。
So the biggest pile is where you actually put the burnt offering on.
那么还有一个比较小一点的。
And there's actually a smaller pile.
那个是为着烧香的时候，那个火需要从那里引进去的。
So that fire actually is the what draws the for the incense.
你记不记得亚伦有两个儿子
？Do you remember Aaron had 2 sons?
他大概喝醉酒了。
And when he was drunk.
所以呢，他就把燔火带进去了。
So he brought this fire in.
结果就被神击杀了。
And then he was killed.
因为那个烧香那个香的火不能够从别的来源点起来，不可以。
Because that fire that burns that incense cannot come from anywhere else.
所以在这个祭坛上有三堆的柴摆在那里。
So there are 3 piles on this altar.
都烧了火，你看到吗
？They all are burning.
那么一堆呢是为了祭物，那是最大的一堆了。
The biggest pile is for the burnt offering.
然后小一点的，你看见是什么？你会发现说它是为着烧香用。
So the smallest pile is for the burning of the incense.
所以所有在神面前烧香那个火，通通是需要从这个祭坛的火引进去的。
So the fire of burning of the incense has to come from the altar.
所以不要忘记。
Don't forget.
所有的热心，所有我们在主面前所摆上的那个火，必须从十字架点来。
So everything that we put forth for our Lord, it has to come from the cross.
我们肉体里面也有热心。
In our flesh, we do have fervor.
不小心很可能就是燔火。
But if we're not careful, that fire is the wrong fire.
我们千万不要献上燔火。
Let us not,
strange fire.
Let us not put up the strange fire.
所有的燔火，所有的 strange fire, 所有的火都应该从祭坛那里来。
All the fire should come from the altar.
那么还有一堆的火，一堆柴。
And then there's another pile.
那么那个就是我们所说那个火永远不能止息。
And that fire can never go out.
那个是一直烧，一直烧，一直烧。
That fire burns forever.
所以你看见大概。在个祭坛上面有三堆的柴
，so there is that 3 hearths on the altar。
那当然上面有火在那里烧着，大家可以清楚的。
And then there's fire burning。
那么这里你仔细再读下去
，and if you carefully read again，
燔祭要放在坛的柴上
，the burnt offering shall remain on the hearth。
从晚上到天亮，坛上的火要常常烧。
On the altar, and night until the morning, the fire on the altar is to keep burning.
那晚上到天亮
，from night until the morning.
你看见吗？那个坛上的火是要常常烧着的。
This fire has to keep burning.
然后第十节
，verse 10，
祭司要穿上细麻布衣服，又要把细麻布裤子穿在身上，把坛上所烧的燔祭灰收起来，倒在坛的旁边。
And the priest is to put on his linen robe, and he shall put on undergarments next to his flesh, and he shall take up the ashes to which the fire reduces the burnt offering on the altar, and take them beside the altar.
你看这里有一个祭司啊，要做什么事呢
？Here you have a priest. What is he doing?
他要把所烧燔祭的灰把它收起来，然后倒在坛的旁边。
He is to collect all the ashes and then place them beside the altar.
然后后来就把它送到营外去。
And then to send it out.
然后呢，下面12节
，verse 12，
坛上的火要在旗上常常烧着，不可熄灭。
And the fire on the altar shall be kept burning on it. It shall not go out.
那祭司每日早晨在上面烧柴，并且把燔祭摆在坛上。
But the priest shall burn wood on it every morning, and he shall lay out the burnt offering on it.
然后十三节，在坛上必有常常烧着的火，不可熄灭。
Fire shall be kept burning continually on the altar. It is not to go out.
那么在这里很清楚的，你看见吗？祭司们不光是要献祭，而且祭司们一定要把灰收在一起。
Not only do they have to offer up the offering, they also have to collect the ashes.
而且那个燔祭坛，那个燔祭是经过从晚上，从是什么？是从晚上一直到天亮。
And the burnt offering burns from the evening to the morning.
这里有一个经历是黑夜的经历。
Here's an experience in the night.
当大家都在睡觉的时候，你看见那个祭坛的火一直在那烧，一直烧，然后最后把一头祭牲就化成灰了。
So in the evening when everybody is sleeping, there's a fire that's burning and burning the offering until it becomes ashes.
所以现在你看见说祭司们要一天每天除了献祭之外，一定要做一件，要去收那个灰的。
So one thing that the priests, aside from offering up the offerings, they also have to collect the ashes.
然后每天早晨是每天早晨，你看见吗？
And you see it's every morning.
要在上面烧柴。
They have to burn the wood.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为一个晚上以后，慢慢的柴火慢慢就淡了，就暗了。
So throughout the evening, the fire actually starts going down and down.
所以你一定要再给它加一点火才可以。
So you have to add some more fire to it.
那这给我们一个很美丽的图画。
This gives us a beautiful picture.
现在我们懂了。
Now we understand.
你如果来看以色列人，你如果读他们旧约这个祭司的日记的话，
If you read in the Old Testament, the priest's diary.
当然，圣经是个主要的来源。
Yes, the Bible is a very important source.
但是有一些 historical document, 一些历史的文献能够帮助我们。
But there are also other historical documents that can help.
大概我们知道说以色列人中间他们每天祭司是做些什么事。
So we know what the priest did every day.
那么不要忘记，我们说过这个祭司们因为他们是轮班的，对不对？
Don't forget, because the priests were doing it in shifts.
虽然这一班的通通来服侍，来侍奉了。
Even they all came to serve.
但是每天有几样的事情不是所有人都要做的。
But there are certain things that not all the priests did.
等一等，你看你只有几样特别的事情。
There's some special things that had to be done.
但这些特别的事情，他们一定要抽签来决定到底谁来做这些事情。
And these special things were accomplished and only by the drawing of lots. Did you know who was going to do it?
但是谁抽到那个签，他们最高兴、最幸福、最高兴。
Whoever drew the lots, they would be the most happy.
所以每天呢，他们要抽四次。
Every day they had to draw lots four times.
天还没有亮，他们就聚在一起。
So before the dawn, everybody would gather together.
他们围一个圈子。
They would go gather in a circle.
然后主持的人呢，就宣布了一个数目。
And the organizer would shout out a number.
假定就是二十个人的话。
Assuming you have 20 people.
那么这个数目是153。
And the number was 153.
那这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
那就是从在这里你报你的数目一二三四一直这样数下去。
So you keep counting your number all the way around.
你二十不是完了吗？
After 20, you're
done. 在下面就是21了。
Then you begin on 21.
22, 23, 再直下去。
And then you continue 22, 23.
然后一直数下去。
You keep counting.
谁拿到153？
Whoever ended up with 153.
好了，他是最幸运，他是最高兴的了。
He is the one who is the happiest.
所以为什么呢？因为现在他可以做一件非常荣耀的事。
Because now he can do something that's very glorious.
那么不要忘记，这个一天抽签里面第一次抽到的应该是最重要的。
The one that draws a lot, the first time you draw a lot, that's the most important.
那么第一次抽签的时候，根本天还没有亮，你看见吗？
And the first lot is drawn before dawn.
天根本没有亮。
Daybreak had not arrived.
那么现在呢？现在他们要那么他们在一起抽签了。
And now they're drawing lots together.
那么结果当然有一个人抽到，不可能那么多人，就是有一个人抽到了。
So only one person has a privilege of being drawing the lot.
这个人要做什么事？
What will this person do?
这个人要做的事就是。要到祭坛那里。
He is to go to the altar.
那个燔祭已经烧了一个晚上。
And the burnt offering has been burning all night long.
现在大概已经变成灰了。
Now it's probably ashes.
所以是这个祭司把灰把它收在一起。
And it is this priest that collects all the ashes.
你看，如果你要问祭司怎么开始他的一天，是从这里开始的。
If you were to ask how a priest begins his day, it begins from here.
所以等到这个抽出来以后
，So once he draws the lot，
二十个假定二十个人，我们随便说的，假定二十个人。
Just assuming there's 20 priests.
那十个人一队，十个人一队。
10 divided in 10 and 10.
那么一个呢是往北走，一个往南走。
One goes to the north, one goes to the south.
那整个不是圣殿广场吗
？You remember this temple square?
所以呢，他们就要去巡逻一番。
So they have to go around the temple because it's still dark.
所以你往这边走，我也往这边走。
You go this way, I will go that way.
然后他们就聚到，他们讲好的就聚在另外一个房子里面。
So then they will meet at another place.
那个房子里面是专门做素祭的。
And another place they're going to have where talk about the sin offering.
No, 素祭，素祭是那个那素祭是另外一个Without blood, that one, that sacrifice without blood. 啊，数据。你看这个利未记，我们看利未记。啊 ，grain offering,
grain offering. Grain offering.
那你看这个素祭呢是没有血的，你看到吗
？The grain offering has no blood.
还有到时候这个素祭里面有饼的，你看见吗
？And in the grain offering there's bread.
所以你就知道说，在整个这个祭司的院里面
，So in the whole
在整个的圣殿里面
，And the whole temple.
你看见祭司还要学会烤面包的。
The priest will know how to toast bread.
所以你看见吗？因为这个缘故，他有一个房间是专门准备素祭的。
So there's a room that's in preparation for the grain offering.
而且这个素祭特别是为这大祭司预备的。
And it is prepared for the high priest.
因为每天大祭司献祭的时候
，So every time the high priest was to
offer, 他要把这12块饼代表以色列12支派献上。
He needs to bring the 12 loaves to offer up.
那当然，这个祭是他，这个是他自己的。
And that is his own offering.
所以每天一定这样的。
So every day that's it.
那么当他们聚集在那个房间的时候
，So when they gather in that room,
因为没有事情发生
，Because nothing happens.
所以他们就说平安。
They say peace.
一切都是平静。
Everything is peaceful.
所以就证明说，你看。整个圣殿蒙了神的保守。
And the whole temple is protected by our God.
那么在这个时候呢
？At this time.
我们知道，我们这个时候呢，我们晓得说这个祭司，我们晓得这个这个祭司呢，就就是当初抽到第一个签的，就抽到那个，他就要到祭坛那里去了。
And we know that this priest who drew the lot is going to go to the altar.
但是我们要记得。
Let us remember.
如果他要用那个银铲子，就是 shovel， 是 silver shovel， 银的铲子，要去拿那个灰的话
，If he is going to use a silver shovel to collect the ashes，
他如果要侍奉的话
，If he wants to serve，
有一个先决条件
，There is one requirement。
他不能说我这样就可以了，不能，我不能，他不能这样做。
They can't just say I'm going to do it just like this。
他我不能，如果这样的话就不对的，就不可以的。
That's not allowed。
因为这样，那么他们应该怎么做呢
？How do they do it？
他们，他们必须怎么样？他们必须要到这个祭坛跟圣所中间有一个叫做洗濯盆。
There's a basin between the altar and the holy place.
那么那个是铜做的。
That is made out of bronze.
那么在旧约的时候，是那些妇女她们照镜子的。那个时候没有镜子，都用铜来照镜子的。
And in the Old Testament, there was no mirrors at that time, so they used the women used the bronze as mirror.
所以把当他们把镜子奉献以后
，So once they offer up the mirror，
结果就变成了那个铜，就变成了那个洗濯盆。
It became that bronze basin.
那么根据神的神的这个旨意
，According to God's will，
每一个侍奉的祭司。
Each serving priest,
因为他从沙漠最早是在会幕在旷野嘛，从沙漠里经过。
Because they have gone through the desert,
所以他的手和脚那个时候脚没有那个脚底下没有地板。
Because beneath them there was no flooring.
所以在会幕的时候，在这个早期的时候，根本他们脚就踩在沙地上面。
In the early days in the tabernacle, they would walk on the sand.
所以他们不能就这样的把这个旷野里面的一些污秽就。带到这些他所摸到的器皿里。
They can't bring the pollution out of the wilderness into the temple.
如果你要收灰的话
，If you are to collect ashes，
那么现在你在做以前，你一定要经过洗濯盆洗那个手才可以。
So before you collect the ashes, you need to wash your hands in the basin.
那么在这个时候，其他的祭司们就在那等，在那注意。
So other priests at that time are waiting.
但是看不见。
But they can't see it.
那么那个时候因为天还没有亮嘛。
Because it's still dark.
那么你怎么知道？你怎么知道到了那个洗濯盆那以前你不会摔一跤
How do you know you're not going to trip over before you reach the basin?
那就是那个祭坛的火很有重要，很重要了。
It has to do with the fire
of the altar. 在祭坛火的亮光底下。
So under the light of the fire of the altar.
你明白，一大早一大早。
Very early in the morning.
结果他就来到了洗桌盆那里洗手。
So he washes his hands at the basin.
也洗他的脚。
And washes his feet.
不过不要忘记了。
But don't forget.
那个时候他们都看不见。
At that night, they can't see.
但他们怎么知道他完成使命，洗了脚了，洗了的呢？
How do they know that he's finished washing his hands and feet?
你听就可以了。
You only have to hear.
你怎么听到声音呢？
How do you listen to that sound?
原来啊，你知道说那个洗桌盆呢？
That basin.
在那天晚上已经发生了一些故事了。
There's already something that happened in that evening.
就在晚上黑夜的时候。
In the evening, in the darkness.
这个祭司们就用一个木头的滑轮，是木头做的滑轮。Pulley.
The priests actually have a wooden pulley that they have.
那么这个滑轮在那转的时候啊
，When that pulley is being pulled,
你就听见了。
You can hear.
但是呢，前一天晚上
，But the previous night,
他们已经把那个这个洗桌盆呢
，They already took the basin.
就已经用滑轮呢，用绳子慢慢把它吊下去。
And actually, brought the basin down with the pulley.
原来在那个院子底下有一口井。
Because in that court, there is a well.
那口井很深很深。
And that well is very deep.
然后呢，一个晚上啊，你看那个水呢，就在那口井里。
So throughout the night, that water is in the basin.
那么一大早天还没有亮啊。
So before it's the daybreak.
现在呢，你看这个祭司呢，就进到那个院子里面去。
So the priest will enter the court.
就进到洗桌盆那里去。
Or arrive at the basin.
那么你怎么知道他现在可以洗了呢？
How do you know he can wash?
你听见那个滑轮的转的声音。
You can hear the sound of the pulley.
啊，你就知道现在水上来了。
Now you know the water is coming up.
而且上来的水啊，是又清又干净，是满。
And it is a basin full of clean water.
然后呢，他就洗他的手，洗他的脚。
So he washes his hands and feet.
好，现在他有资格来侍奉了。
Now he can come.
否则他不能摸属灵的事，不能摸这些事情。
Or else he cannot touch all of this.
你明白吗？他否则不可以的。
Or else he can't.
那么好了，现在呢，他就可以来到了祭坛。
Now he can come to the altar.
那么一面，我们刚才说把灰就收在旁边。
On one hand, collecting the ashes.
那么同一个时候
，On the same hand,
你看见其他的祭司们就把火把它烧旺了。
And the other priests will start making the fire bigger.
因为经过一个晚上，那火慢慢不行了。
Because throughout the night, the fire gets dimmer.
你要把那个柴加在上面。
You have to add wood to it.
这时候天都还没有亮。
So at this time, it's still not daybreak.
但这件事情已经开始了。
But this has already begun.
那弟兄姊妹，这到底什么属灵的意思？
What is the spiritual meaning of this?
你如果明白旧约，你看这是很美丽一幅图画。
If you understand the Old Testament, this is a beautiful picture.
你知道在所有的祭里面
，of among all the offerings.
那么当然有赎罪祭啦，有赎愆祭啦，有燔祭等等等等。
You have the burnt offering, sin offering, etc.
赎罪祭指的主耶稣在十字架上所做的。
The sin offering had to do with what the Lord did on the cross.
这个我们办不到。
We can't do it.
主耶稣在十字架所做的就是他一个人做，我们没有一个人可以做。
What the Lord Jesus did on the cross, only He could do. We couldn't.
那么怎么办呢
？So what do we do?
我们今天既然是祭司，我们主要献上祭才对啊。
Even though because we are priests today, we need to offer up an offering.
那我们的祭物是什么呢
？So what is our offering?
希伯来书告诉我们说
，Hebrews tells us，
我们的颂赞是我们的祭。
That our praise is a sacrifice of praise.
还有什么时候我们给别人，这也是我们的祭。
And when we give to others, that is also our sacrifice.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看，这是希伯来书给我们看见的。
This is what Hebrew shows us.
我们今天不是把牛和羊牵来不必了。
We no longer have to bring animals.
主已经为我们钉在十字架上。
The Lord has already died for us on the cross.
但是罗马书告诉我们另外一个祭。
But Romans tells us another offering.
保罗怎么说呢
？What does Paul say?
弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
Brethren, I urge you by the mercies of God.
你要把身体献上。
Offer up your bodies as living sacrifices.
那这个祭是什么祭
？What kind of sacrifice is this?
这个祭是旧约的燔祭。
This is the Old Testament burnt offering.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？Do you see this?
今天什么时候我们把我们自己奉献给主
？Today when we consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
这个就是燔祭。
This is a burnt offering.
明白不明白
？Do you understand?
但是你什么时候奉献的呢
？But when do you consecrate?
在这里有故事的。
Here's a story.
在这里给我们看什么是燔祭呢
？What is a burnt offering?
燔祭在旧约里面呢，就是整个的祭物要。 完全献上。
In the Old Testament, a burnt offering means the entire offering is offered up.
那个整个 sacrifice, 整个 animal 要整个弄上去。
The whole animal is offered up.
所以旧约里面讲到燔祭的时候。
So in the Old Testament, it speaks of the burnt offering.
你要么献上一头牛。
Either you give it an ox.
要么献上一头羊。
Or a lamb.
如果你很穷很穷的话。
But if you're very poor.
你可以献上鸽子。
You can give a pigeon.
所以这个，但是不管怎么样，神要的要整个。
No matter what, he wants the entire animal.
所以你看见这代表我们的奉献。
This represents our consecration.
我们的主在十字架上有一个面，有一方面就是燔祭的这一面。
On one hand, on the cross, there is the side of the burnt offering.
许多时候我们说我们的主在十字架上做了赎罪祭了。
Many times we say that our Lord did the, had the atoning
offering on the cross. 他做了我们，做了我们的赎罪祭。
He was our atonement.
赎罪祭。赎罪 sin offering, sin offering.
He was our sin offering.
那么弟兄姊妹，但是不要忘记，这个 sin offering 是在 burnt offering 以后。
But the sin offering happened after the burnt offering.
如果我们的主能在十字架上担当我们的罪
，If the Lord can have all his sins upon him,
在他赎我们的罪以前，他已经做另外一件事。
Before atoning for our sins, he's already done something else.
他把自己献上，当作活祭，那是 burnt offering.
He gave himself as a burnt offering.
他告诉神说：“神啊，我来了。”你为我预备了个身体。
He told God that I have come and you've prepared a body for me.
现在我要把身体放在祭坛上。
Now I'm going to put my body upon the altar.
你怎么用都可以。
You can use as you wish.
在这么多的用途的里面。
Among all the uses.
当然神要我们的主做赎罪祭，为我们担当我们的罪，做我们的救主。
God wants him to be the sin offering to bear all the sins upon him.
但是如果我们的主不咋自己完全献上。
But if our Lord did not give entirely of himself.
如果我们的主把他自己完全扣留在他身上。
But if he kept himself and saved to save himself.
他没有可能做我们的救主。
He would not be our savior.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, thank you.
当他做赎罪祭 sin offering 以前，他已经 offer burn offering.
Before he was a sin offering, he was a burnt offering.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这是主在十字架上所做的。
This is what the Lord did on the cross.
现在主十字架的爱感动你，也感动我。
The love of the cross touches you and me.
我们当然不可能献赎罪祭。
Of course, we cannot do the sin offering.
我们不可能牵牛和羊来。
We cannot bring the animals
here. 因为那个是亚伦等次底下的祭司的体系。
Because this is under the order of Aaron and his system.
所以你看见吗？我们不能做这些事。
We cannot do that.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
但是我们每天都能把我们自己献上给主。
But every day we can offer ourselves up to the Lord.
我们献上的时候不是十分之一。
When we offer, it's not just one tenth.
如果是十分之一，那个不叫做燔祭。
If it's one tenth, it is not a burnt offering.
但是我们的奉献那是百分之百的奉献。
Our sacrifice should be 100%.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
你看见我们所有的都在神的手里。
Everything we have is in God's hands.
结果神把90%放在我们的手里。
And then God gives us 90%.
让我们为他管理。
So that we can keep it.
但是等到为他管理，为他 managing.
So we can manage.
看见十分之一。
But one tenth.
很自然的，我们本来就是要把100%给主的。
We should give him 100%.
现在是神的主意，神的旨意。
But by God's will.
你知道有的时候，如果你真的奉献，你就烦所有的烦恼都没有了。
Many times when you offer, you don't actually have any.
你知道 Bill Gates 今天的烦恼有一种烦恼是我们没有的。
Bill Gates today has worries that we don't have.
有的人烦恼是钱太多太多。
Some people have too much money, therefore.
如果有一天你问 Bill Gates, 如果他的钱通通没有了，他可能会反而轻松多了。
You might want to ask Bill Gates if he loses all his money one day, maybe he loses all his
worries. 所以有的人说，我如果全部奉献就好了，我可以不必负责，什么都不管了。
Many will say, if I offer up 100%, then I won't worry.
没有这件事。
No.
你既然奉献给主，是不是？
If you are offering to the Lord,
现在谁来做他的管家？谁来做他的 steward? 那你看见是你。
Who is going to be the steward of this? It's you.
所以这就是为什么旧约里面有十分之一。
So in the Old Testament, therefore you have that one tenth.
但是基本上你看见连旧约也是十分之十的。
But even in the Old Testament, it's 10 out of 10 or 100%.
那就是保罗所说，你把你们的身体献上，当作活祭。
Just like Paul said, offer up your bodies as living sacrifices.
那弟兄姊妹，你是把你整个人完全献上。
You are offering up your entire self.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
你看见祭司的一生，每天的开始是从灰开始的。
The beginning of a priest's life every day is with
ashes. 这什么意思?
What does that mean?
这给我们看见说,
it shows us.
如果我们把自己献上的话,
if we are to offer ourselves up,
原来也许我们是一头牛,
maybe we're an ox.
这个牛在地上非常有用的,
on the earth, it's very useful.
你看它在那耕田,
he is tilling the ground.
他在耕田的时候, 你看他给他主人有何等的贡献?
And when he tills the ground, he does much for the master.
我们这些人在世界上都有我们的贡献。
And we do have a contribution here on earth.
我们对国家有贡献。
We have contributions to the nation.
我们对社会有贡献。
We contribute to society.
但现在问题在这里。
But here's the problem.
这一头牛要摆在祭坛上。
This ox will be put on top of the altar.
牛摆在祭坛什么意思呢?
What does that mean when it's on the altar?
它的用处改变了。
His usefulness has been changed.
你看见本来在耕田的时候，这世界上很有用的。
When he tilled the ground, he was very useful on the
ground. 你如果摆在祭坛上的话，
But on the altar,
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你改变了你的用处了。
His purpose of usefulness
is gone. 你看这个世界就失去了你的贡献了。
So the world has lost your usefulness.
本来你看见你对这个世界有贡献的。
Before you would contribute much to this
world. 但是现在你的用处改变了。
But now your usefulness has changed.
你本来很有用，现在变得没有用了。
Before you were very useful, now you're useless.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
当那个祭坛的火在那烧这个燔祭的时候，
When the altar fire was burning the burnt offering,
你看见这个燔祭的特点在哪里？
What is the feature of that burnt offering?
你看见燔祭别的祭呀，
All the other offerings,
有一部分内脏啊，或者部分呢，可以留给祭司们。
Many of it, well, for example, the innards would be left with the priest.
那么祭司们可以吃那些东西。
The priest can eat of it.
可以享受的。
They can enjoy it.
但是燔祭不是。
But in a burnt offering, no.
燔祭连那些服侍的祭司们没有一个有份的，没有。
Nobody has a portion in that burnt offering.
你看见吗？ 所有整个的祭牲通通是献上的。
The entire animal is offered up.
你看见吗？ 如果这个祭司，如果这个肉祭司们还可以吃的话，
If the priest can still eat of the meat,
你看见，那你就懂。
Then you understand.
这个虽然呢，现在在祭坛上牛的用处改变了。
The usefulness is changed on the altar.
本来它是耕田的，对农夫有很大的贡献。
Before they tilled the ground, it was very useful to the farmer.
现在还是有贡献。
But still very useful.
因为起码祭司们可以吃牛肉。
Because at least you can still have meat.
你懂我的意思吗？
Do you understand?
这当然是个比方了。
This is of course an example.
那祭司吃不吃牛肉，他们多半是羊肉，没有错的。
Priests obviously mostly ate of lamb.
但不管怎么样，牛也好，羊也好，你看他们起码吃肉，还吃得到的。Whether
it be lamb or ox, they still ate.
那你读别的祭可以这样做。Other
offerings they could do it.
燔祭不行的。Not
with the burnt offering.
燔祭是全部要献给神。The
entire animal is sacrificed in the burnt offering.
那弟兄姊妹，燔祭的结果是什么？What
is the result of a burnt offering?
燔祭的结果是最后烧成一变成一团灰的。
The final result is ashes.
对世界来讲，完全浪费。
To the world, it's but
a waste. 本来还耕田的，或者起码还供人吃的，现在什么也没有，变成一团灰了。
Before they could till the ground or could they serve as a meal, but now it's a waste.
每次来到燔祭坛，那个故事都是浪费的故事。
Every time you come to the altar and the burnt offering, it's waste.
许多世界人说，你看真可惜，你看这个人没有了，这个没有用了。The
people of this world say this person is now useless.
这个人信了耶稣了，这个人做了耶稣迷了，没有用了。He's
become a Christian fanatic. He is no longer useful.
真是可惜啊，你看。 他本来对世界有贡献的。
Before he had contributed to the world.
他本来对国家有贡献的。
He contributed to the nation.
他本来对社会有贡献的。
He contributed to society.
你看看他现在变成耶稣迷了。
But now he's a Christian fanatic.
你看他把自己糟蹋成这个样子。
Now look how, what a waste.
你看看这不是浪费是什么？
Isn't this such a huge waste?
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
Do you understand?
奉献在世人的眼光中来看。
Consecration in the eyes of man.
这个人完全被糟蹋，这个人完全浪费。
This man is now useless and is such a waste.
所以每次你把灰收在一起，
Every time you collect the ashes.
什么意思，弟兄？
What does that mean?
对于这个世界来说，
To this world.
这个人已经完了。
This man is done.
一个奉献给主的人，
One who consecrates himself to the Lord.
不要忘记，
Don't forget.
在世人的眼光中来看，
In the eyes of the world,
他们好像是万物中的渣滓，他们好像变成没有用了。
It's as if they are nothing in this world.
所以让我们记得，
Let us remember.
这个就是燔祭的故事。
This is a story of the burnt offering.
但是不要忘记，
But don't forget.
圣经告诉我们说，
The Bible tells us.
这燔祭啊， 乃是馨香的火祭。
The burnt offering is an offering with an aroma.
所以你看见是个馨香的这个火祭。
With a offering with a fragrant aroma.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
虽然 整个的祭物烧成灰了。
Even the entire animal is now into ashes.
但是那个馨香之气升到神的宝座前。
But the fragrant aroma rises to the throne.
神闻到那个馨香之气。
God has smelled that fragrant aroma.
神满意了。
God is satisfied.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见燔祭好像是满足神的，好像是神的食物一样。
The burnt offering is as if it satisfies God and it is His food.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
现在燔祭昨天晚上已经放在燔祭坛了。
Last evening, that burnt offering was already on the altar.
经过了一个很寒冷的晚上。
Throughout a very cold night.
在人来看是一个牺牲，在人来看是个损失。
In man's eyes, it's a sacrifice. It's a loss.
奉献只是开始。
Consecration is but a beginning.
但是一摆在祭坛上，要经过一个寒冷的晚上。
And once you put it on the altar, it goes through a cold night.
许多人都回家了。
Many have gone home.
你看那个祭坛，那个祭坛的祭牲还留在那个祭坛上。
But that altar and that animal is still on that altar.
要经过一个寒冷寒冷的晚上。
Through a cold and bitter night.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
这就是那个祭牲在祭坛上怎样过了一个晚上。
And that's how that offering animal goes through that whole night.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
在这一个晚上
，Throughout that whole night，
还没有完全变成灰。
It hasn't completely turned into
ashes. 还在那个过程里面。
Throughout that whole process,
好像还有希望。
It's as if there's still hope.
但到了早晨
，But in the morning,
等到祭司来到祭坛上的时候
，When the priest arrives at the altar,
他收灰的时候，收去收那灰的时候
，When he's collecting the ashes,
他可以肯定说
，He can say for sure,
这头牛是完全完了
，That this ox is done.
这个羊已经完全没有了
，This lamb is done.
好像完全没有了
，As if it's gone.
但是弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
不要忘记
，Don't forget,
却是成为馨香的活祭达到神的面前。
It's but a fragrant aroma unto our God.
现在你懂得为什么保罗说你们要把身体献上当作活祭。
Now you understand why Paul says offer up your bodies as living sacrifice.
现在如果你看这幅图画的
，When you see this picture,
昨天晚上已经经过了一个晚上。
Last evening, throughout the whole evening.
现在天还没有亮。
The day has not broken yet.
故事还没有。
The story has not ended yet.
所以等到祭司一开始去把那个灰收起来的时候
，So when the priest goes to collect the ashes,
这是什么意思
？What does that mean?
这是证明说这里有一头祭牲已经把他自己完全献上了。
It's proofs that there is an offering here that has completely offered himself up.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
现在你明白吗
？Now you understand.
每一个基督徒他每一天的开始
，Every Christian their beginning of their day，
他是从奉献开始。
They begin with consecration.
他不是刚刚奉献。
They just don't consecrate before.
他已经奉献。
They've already consecrated.
现在在祭坛上，让祭坛的火来烧他。
So on the altar, you allow that fire to burn.
十字架在身上继续的工作。
The cross can work in you.
经过寒冷的晚上。
Through the cold and bitter night.
他们交通于基督的苦难。
They have suffered together with the sufferings of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，因着这个缘故。
For this reason,
现在有了灰了
then you have ashes.
有了灰就开始了祭司的第一天 then, 就开始他所有的开始
And the beginning of the priest's day is with the ashes.
所有他的侍奉
All of his service
所有他的工作
All of his work
所有他与主之间的关系神之间的关系
All of the relationship he has with God
都是从那里来
begins from there.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗许多时候我们奉献了
So many times we consecrate
我们半夜就从那个祭坛上跑跳下来了
And at midnight we jump off of the
我们神啊受不了了我是不行了你要高抬贵手啊
We say we can't take it anymore
当初你要我奉献我很兴奋的但是我没有想到经过那么多事情
Before you wanted me to consecrate I was willing but I didn't know I needed to suffer
this much 结果有的人从半夜就跳出来了
So at midnight many people jump off the altar
你到那天早晨祭司一收灰的时候
So when the priest comes to collect the ashes
灰在那里证明我们没有从祭坛上跳下来
If the ashes is there it means we did not jump off the altar
我们好几次都要后悔的
So many times we regret
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord
最后呢你看见那个奉献是真实的
But at the end, we see the sacrifice is a true one.
真实的奉献才带进真实的侍奉。
A true offering brings forth true service.
没有后悔的奉献才带进没有后悔的侍奉。
An offering of no regret brings forth offering of service.
我们所有基督徒在主面前一切的生活都根据于昨天晚上所发生的事。
All of our Christians, our daily life.Is actually based on what happens in the past evening.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
当你收那个灰的时候。
When you collect the ashes.
你不能就这么收了。
You cannot just simply collect.
你一定要到洗濯盆那里。
You have to go to the basin.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
圣经告诉我们说，
the Bible tells us,
神是借着水和他的道来洁净我们。
We are pure, God purifies us with the water and the word.
那个洗濯盆乃是借着神的话来说的。
That basin represents the word of God.
那个神的话就是对于我们奉献的解释。
And the God's word is the explanation of our service.
当你看见这一切变成灰以前，
when you see everything before it becomes ashes,
我们一定要洗手的。
We have to wash our hands.
我们一定要来到神的话语的面前。
We have to come before God's word.
但是不要忘记，
but don't forget,
这个水是经过了一个晚上。
This water also has gone through the night.
昨天晚上那个水就到了哪里？就到了那个井里面去。
Last evening, that water was descended down into the well.
神的话永远是从深处开始。
God's word always begins from the depth.
到了早晨的时候，
in the morning,
你看见慢慢慢慢就打上来了。
Slowly you'll see the basin come up.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
这些盆子是用镜子做的。
This basin was made out of mirrors.
神的话就变成了我们的镜子。
God's word then becomes our mirror.
神的话就在那里光照我们。
That God's word enlightens us.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这一天是从神的话开始。
That day begins with the word of God.
神对你说话了。
God speaks to you.
我们就弟兄姊妹，现在你就能开始服事。
So now you can serve.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
那些话，
that word
是经过了一个晚上。
Has gone through the night.
所以不要忘记。
Don't forget.
神对我们说话了。
When God speaks to us.
但是神让我们许多是经过一个寒冷的晚上。
Many times He allows us to go through the cold and bitter night.
流了许多的眼泪。
We shed many tears.
经过了许多的艰难。
We've gone through many difficulties.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
那个洗濯盆在深处。
That basin is in the depths.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
你一来亲近主的时候。
As soon as you draw nigh to our Lord.
然后你看见，现在你就明白过来。
Now you will understand.
那么主对你说话，
so、the Lord
你可以开始侍奉了，
you can start to serve.
你就会开始祭司的一天。
You can begin the priest day.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这个完了以后，
once this is done,
然后才是第二次抽签，
then you have the second drawing of the lot.
第三次，
then the third,
第四次，
the fourth,
然后完成那一天，
then that day is done.
第二次抽签的时候，
the second drawing of the lot,
那就是天亮。
That is when day breaks.
有一个祭司要跑到很高的地方。
There's one priest that goes to a very high place.
他要说，他好像守根的人一样，他说，你看，我看到东方发白了。
He will say and cry out and say that in the east it is now light.
但是不光如此，但等一等，他又看见说，你看见光已经，这个太阳光已经照射出来了。
You will see then that shortly the sunlight is out.
那个时候你看见有两把钥匙给利未人，就把圣殿的门就打开了。
And two keys are given to the Levites and the doors of the temple are
open. 你一听见那个声音，哐当，那个大门一打开。
When you hear the sound, the clanging sound of the doors open.
然后献祭就开始了。
And then the offerings begin.
然后一天就开始了。
And the whole day begins.
你看见一天到晚，你看祭司们就是非常非常的忙碌，非常非常的忙。
From day to night, the priests are very busy.
那么弟兄姊妹，一直到了很晚很晚。
Until very late.
不光早祭，还献晚祭。
Not only in the morning, but in the night they offer.
然后他们献完祭以后。
And once the offerings are all
done. 那么然后他们就为百姓们祝福。
So they bless the people.
有的人依依不舍，一直等到晚祭完了，他们才离开。
And many don't dare to leave. They want to stay.
所以诗篇一百三十四篇就给我们看见。
So it shows us in Psalm 134.
献完晚祭以后。
After the last offering.
晚祭什么意思
？What does that mean?
晚祭就是把祭坛放，把那个燔祭放在祭坛上。
The last offering means to put the burnt offering.
然后要开始经过。一个另外一个晚上。
And then you go through another night.
所以每天都这样循环循环 cycle 再循环。
So you have the cycle day and night, day and night.
但是最后你看见说这个会众和祭司们能够彼此祝福。
And then the congregation and the priest can all be
blessed. 等到祭司忙碌完一天以后。
When the priests are all done the day.
你看会众要和他们说再见。
And the congregation wants to say goodbye.
现在要回到他们的家里面去。
They are going home.
所以他就到和他们就和他们到真正就和他们说祝福的话。
And then he says words of blessing to them.
然后最后祭司也为他们祝福。
And at the very end, the priest will bless them.
然后夜幕就是晚上那个夜幕就垂下来。
And then the night dusk comes down.
然后慢慢的你看见圣殿就关起来。
And then the temple doors are closed.
祭司们就，然后你看见就，什么动静都没有。
Then there's no movement.
留下的就是祭坛上的火。
What's left is the fire on the altar.
燔祭还在祭坛上。
The burnt offering is still on the fire.
然后
on the altar.
开始第二天。
And then the second day begins.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个就是祭司的一天。
This is the day of a priest.
当然我们今天时间只讲一个只讲抽一个签。
Today we only spoke of one drawing of
the blood. 第二、第三、第四里面的内容也那个内容非常精彩的。
The contents of the second, third, and fourth drawing of the blood
是很精彩的日记，弟兄姊妹。
A very exciting.
那保证精彩的。
It's very exciting.
不过我们的时间已经没有。
But we don't have time.
所以我们这一次呢，只能够停在这里。
So we can only stop here.
那你可以看得出来，我们没有讲完的。
You can see we did not end.
但是并不要紧。
But don't doesn't matter.
起码这是很好的开始。
It's a good beginning.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你是不是这么开始你的一天
？Do you begin your day like this?
你是不是这样来写你的日记？
Is this how you begin your diary each day? 但愿
主恩待我们。
May the Lord be
gracious to us. 给我们看见。
That we might see.
为什么今天教会这么软弱？
Why is the church so weak today?
人可以很多。
There could be many people.
有几个人愿意把自己摆在祭坛上面？
How many are willing to put themselves on the altar?
有多少人愿意为了主的缘故变成灰？
How many for the Christ's sake are willing to become ashes?
灰是所有东西的尽头。
Ashes is the end of all.
有哪一个人愿意为了主的缘故被带到尽头？
Who is willing to be brought to their end for the Lord's sake?
如果你要开始那一天的话，
Do not forget if you want to begin that day.
从灰开始。
It begins with ashes.
但你怎么会有灰呢？
How do you have ashes?
因为昨天晚上。
Because last evening.
你把你自己完全献上。
You gave entirely yourself entirely.
火仍旧在那里。
The fire is there.
十字架继续在那里的工作。
The cross is still working there.
经过一个黑夜的晚上
，throughout the bitter night，
带着眼泪的晚上
，a night full of tears，
艰难的晚上
，a difficult night，
靠着主的恩典
，by the Lord's mercy，
你没有从祭坛上下来
，you did not jump off the altar，
那一堆的灰
，those ashes，
证明说，靠着主的恩典，我们仍旧向他忠心
，proves that we were faithful to the Lord，
现在就开始了另外一天
，now the next day begins，
我们可以说，现在我们有了另外的一天。
We can say that today we have another day.
我再说弟兄姊妹
I say again.
下面故事虽然很精彩
Even though the following stories are exciting.
它的开始永远从这里开始
The beginning always begins here.
所以你看四次抽签呢
The four drawing of the lots.
抽到第一名的都是最荣耀的
The most glorious and royal is the one who
got it
first.
每天你看有四个人是最兴奋最荣耀的
Four priests every day are the most privileged.
第一个
The first one.
就是受灰的
Is the one who collects.
第二个才是杀牛羊的。
The second one is the one who actually kills the animal.
第三个是烧香的。
The third burns the incense.
你明白吗
？Do you understand?
但是弟兄姊妹，你不要忘记。
Don't forget.
你看见牛和羊是要来的。
The animals will come.
要献上的。
You have to offer them.
要有灰，要烧香的。
You have to burn the
incense. 一天有很多很多的事。
There are many things that happen.
这些事都是与神亲近的。
These all draw us nigh to God.
而且都是在那里侍奉的。
And is all service.
这些事都是把神带到人面前来。
It is all bringing God to man.
把人带到神面前
去 and man to God.
但是弟兄姊妹
sister,
你怎么来做这些事呢
How do you do these
你怎么做祭司呢
How do you become a priest?
今天我们怎样是君尊的祭司呢
How are we a royal priesthood?
从哪里开始的呢
Where does it begin?
都是从第一段开始
It begins with the first part
都是从天还没有亮开始
It begins before daybreak
天一亮
As soon as
你做的是什么人都看见
What you do, everybody sees.
你在人看得见的光底下所做的事，那个秘诀在哪里
？What you do in the light and where man can see you, what's the secret?
是在人没有看见的时候。
It is when man does not see you.
太阳还没有升起。
Before the sun rises.
弟兄姊妹
，brother sister，
你在那里读圣经，没有人看见。
When you read the Bible, nobody sees it.
你怎么会摸那条路？因为太阳还没有起来。
How can you touch that wave? Because the sun hasn't arisen.
但是祭坛上的火是烧着的。
But that fire on the altar keeps burning.
虽然那是黑夜的晚上。
Even though it's night.
为什么读圣经你有光的
？Why do you have light when you read the Bible?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
不是太阳的光。
It's not the sunlight.
十字架所照出来亮。
It is the light from the cross.
所以感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord, brothers.
一切都是从这里开始。
Everything begins here.
我们许多时候都在人面前侍奉、侍奉又侍奉。
Many times before man, we serve, serve, and serve.
但是我们的秘诀是什么？
What is our secret?
有一个麦雅哥，有一个 James， 一个伟大的布道家。
There was a man named James who was a very big.
他是一个矿工，他是个 miner。
He was a miner.
他没有多少的学问。
He did not have much education.
但是圣灵与他同在。
But the Holy Spirit was with him.
救了很多很多的人。
He saved many souls.
后来人家问他。
Then somebody asked.
你告诉我你的秘诀是什么？
They asked him, what is your secret?
从我们的角度，他是成功的祭司，你看见吗？
For us, he's a very accomplished priest.
那么这个人的秘诀在哪？这个祭司秘诀在哪里？
So what is the secret of this priest?
他说我的秘诀是这样。
He said, my secret is this.
我在神面前的时间比在人的面前时间要多得很多很多。
My time spent before the Lord is much more than my time spent before man.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
天还没有亮。
Before the daybreak.
世界看不见你。
The world cannot see you.
但是那是你秘密的来源。
But that is the source of your secret.
但愿主对我每一个人心。
May the Lord speak to our hearts.
一天开始的时候。
Every day when we begin.
就是你确定你是完全奉献给主的时候。
That you are certain that you have completely consecrated yourself.
你也是读主话语的。
And you've read the word.
你怎么摸到那条路？
How do you touch that way?
是祭坛上的光来照亮你。
It is the light from that altar that enlightens you.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
然后其他的。就跟着就来了。
And everything follows after that.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白怎么做祭司。
Now you know how to be a priest.
现在你懂吗？
Now you understand.
我们是蒙拣选的族类。
We are a chosen race.
也是君尊的祭司。
A royal priest.
每一个人都是。
Everyone.
是祭司的国度。
Kingdom of priests.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看我们蒙了何等的恩典。
We have been received so much grace.
而且圣经的确把那个故事。给我们讲得很清楚。
And the Bible clearly shows us that.
那因着时间的缘故，我们只能够结束。
For time's sake, we're going to end here.
我们低头一个祷告。
Let us have a prayer. What a prayer.
亲爱的主，我们把这些话交在你的手里。
Precious Lord, we give these words into your hands.
我们感谢你把这些话开启。
We thank you, Lord, for opening up these words.
虽然你只是给我们一点点。
Even though you only give us a little.
但是我们觉得何等的丰富。
But we feel it so rich.
我们感觉到你的同在。
We feel your presence.
我们承认我们何等的渺小。
We confess that we are so small.
你的话语是何等的丰富。
And your word is so
abundant. 你把一条道路指明给我们。
You have shown us the way.
我们本来以为旧约是以色列人的故事。
We thought the Old Testament was a story of the
people of Israel. 和我们没有关系。
Had nothing to do with
主啊,
us.
你却启示给我们。
But Lord, reveal yourself.
让我们明白这条道路。
That we understand this way.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
We pray in the precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.